From AccuWeather.com, this is AccuWeather Daily. A brief host-read article, it's weather news in a nutshell.
What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with two chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 supports your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.
Cleanup is underway after a four-day tornado outbreak brought dozens of tornadoes from the Great Plains into the Midwestern United States, killing at least four and injuring dozens more across several states. A tornado in southern Oklahoma at Marietta was rated an EF4 by the National Weather Service on Monday, with winds as high as 170 miles per hour and a track of 27 miles. Over 170 preliminary tornado reports were issued by storm spotters. The National Weather Service confirmed four EF3 tornadoes as of Monday morning, with an additional 23 tornadoes of lesser ratings. And it will add to that total this week after new storm surveys. A week before the tornado outbreak, AccuWeather warned of possible tornadic storms. Several days ahead of the prime days of severe weather, AccuWeather meteorologists issued high-risk zones for severe weather into Saturday night. The severe storms began early Thursday in Oklahoma, and more erupted in eastern Colorado, southeastern Wyoming, and northwestern Kansas late Thursday. A landspout was filmed in Akron, Colorado, and hail pounded towns in Kansas, while a needle tornado was captured on film in northwestern Kansas. No injuries and little damage were reported from the tornadoes. On Friday, a large number of big tornadoes caused damage in Texas, Kansas, Nebraska, and Iowa. The storms occurred during the day and were widely filmed by storm chasers. The Omaha, Nebraska area was hit multiple times by severe storms and tornadoes. One of the worst was an EF3 twister that caused heavy damage in the town of Elba, about 25 miles northwest of Grand Island. Minden, Iowa, located about 30 miles northeast of Omaha, was also heavily damaged by a tornado Friday evening, with about 40 homes destroyed. The entrance to the city was temporarily blocked, so residents could recover. Epley Airfield in Omaha released a statement Friday saying that a tornado had touched down, and the airport was closed for an hour while passengers took cover in storm shelters. There were no reports of injuries, but several buildings and many planes were destroyed, according to photos and videos posted on social media. Tennis ball-sized hail also fell in parts of Oklahoma Friday, damaging motorists' windshields. More twisters struck Saturday from Texas to Missouri, and while the number of tornado reports was lower than Friday, several large tornadoes struck populated areas in Oklahoma Saturday night, killing at least four people, including an infant. The deaths occurred in the towns of Marietta, Holdenville, and Sulphur. The tornadoes in Holdenville and Sulphur were given a preliminary rating of EF3, while Marietta was rated an EF4. Severe weather continued Sunday, although mainly high wind gusts were reported in eastern Texas. One tornado was reported in Pittsburgh, Oklahoma. Thousands are still without power in Oklahoma and Texas, and as a warning, people who are not experienced with portable generators should use extreme caution while using them and follow all safety guidelines. Also, portable generators should never be used in or near enclosed spaces because of the possibility of carbon monoxide poisoning from the fumes. Also of interest at AccuWeather.com, read about the couple that got married in Nebraska on Saturday that didn't let the tornado that tore through town the day before stop them from tying the knot. And wine production dropped 10% last year. It was the worst drop-off in 62 years. You can read those stories and find more like them at AccuWeather.com. And for your local forecast at your fingertips, download the AccuWeather app. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more weather news.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.